This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, February 5th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jack Nally. Increased government payments and a strong cattle sector should keep farm earnings relatively stable this year. That despite no expected improvement in revenue from crops, according to the USDA's first farm income forecast for the year. Net farm income, a broad measure of overall profit, estimated to drop by 2.6% adjusted for inflation. That's $153.4 billion, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service in its report released this morning. Net cash farm income, a measure of farmer cash flow, projected to increase by 1.1% when adjusted for inflation to $158.5 billion, keeping profits close to the 20-year average. Net farm income also factors in depreciation and changes in inventory values. Direct government farm payments are forecast higher this year. The combination of ad hoc assistance and changes made to commodity programs by the GOP's One Big Beautiful Bill Act will combine to shore up farm income. Cash receipts from crops are expected to rise slightly to $240.8 billion. Rice receipts are forecast to drop by $400 million or 12.5% this year. Despite continued strong cattle prices, receipts from livestock and poultry expected to drop 5.8%. Receipts for cattle and calves projected to rise 4.1% this year. Sales from milk forecast down by 12.8%. Well, AgriPulse has been on the scene at CattleCon in Nashville, Tennessee. Lydia Johnson is there. Lydia, I understand it's a record crowd, and I'm interested, what's the tenor been of cattlemen across the country at this week's event?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me, Jeff. It's been a busy week here in Nashville. We just finished an address from Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It was the first time that a leader of the Make America Healthy Again movement has addressed a major farm organization. So very interesting comments there. But many of these farmers are, you know, lots of discussion on New World screwworm. The cattle herd is the lowest it's been since 1951. And, you know, questions on prices are very high, but are they going to begin restocking? And very interesting in Secretary Kennedy's remarks, he told the producers, keep your heifers, continue producing American beef. You know, he said the administration wants to provide American beef. The administration does not want to import beef. They want American producers to provide that. And there's that consumer demand right now. So interesting to see Secretary Kennedy's remarks really saying you can feel that domestic demand that we're seeing and, you know, asking American cattle producers to step up and fill that. You know, beef and protein in general really is at the top of that. I'm going to call the inverted pyramid that we've all seen, part of the new dietary guidelines released. And so Secretary Kennedy really, really focused in on that, and interesting to see him, you know, really put the emphasis on that here in front of a major farm organization and tell them that they are part of this Make America Healthy Again movement and in supplying what consumers and really should be consuming.
So Lydia, you're the host of AgriPulse Newsmakers. What sources did you find this week in Nashville that we'll have a chance to see more from?
Yeah, Jeff, we'll have a great show out Friday morning discussing everything from New World screwworm to NCBA's policy priorities. Ethan Lane with NCBA discusses the policy priorities they set forward and specifically on New World screwworm, which has been a very, very big topic of conversation among producers this week. We'll also have a market outlook with Cattle Facts. Keith Good there lays out with this low cattle herd, could we see rebuilding and what producers should expect in the year ahead and what they should be watching.
Lydia Johnson on scene at the CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee. Newsmakers available tomorrow at AgriPulse.com. Finally, Argentina and the United States say they've reached an expansive trade deal, a move to open up the South American nation's notoriously protected economy. The countries announced a framework for the agreement last November, saying that Argentina would ease restrictions on a range of American imports, including cattle, dairy, medicines, chemicals, machinery, medical devices, and vehicles. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.